Time for the Did You Know Show. It is Tuesday. We weren't able to do one yesterday due to the holiday, Juneteenth. But we've got our little addition for it today, and we've got Cody Felicia here with us. Cody, go ahead, kick us off.
Yeah, we got it all. So, Noah, and everyone listening. Did you know that competitive art used to be in the Olympics?
Like painting?
Yeah, like painting and sculpture, music, and architecture.
Wow.
It was between 1912 and 1948, and the Olympic Games awarded medals for people, sculpture, music, painting, and architecture. According to Smithsonian Magazine, after a heated debate in the post-war years, the competitions were scrapped. So John Copley of Britain won one of the final medals at 73. He would be the oldest medalist in Olympic history of his silver awarded for his 1948 engraving. Polo players were still counted.
Wow.
So he did an engraving of polo players and won a silver for it at 73.
At 73. Medaled at 73.
I wonder what happened to that. That'd be cool to watch.
Yeah, I get artist subjective as well as music and things like that. But yeah, that's kind of.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I wish that was still a thing,
that
honestly.
That would be a cool thing to watch.
It would be. What do you have, Noah?
All right. So mine's a little interesting. So have you been to the Grand Canyon before?
Never in my life.
So it is very beautiful.
But apparently,
there's a town in the Grand Canyon.
What?
Down in the Grand Canyon. So what happens is it's the most people like ourselves, when we go up on the top of it, they have some little tourist places you can sit and you can look down there, take donkey rides sometimes down. But USPS takes this trip every single day. Okay, and there's actually a town down there that tourists can go see now. And I'll tell you why I say now here in just a second. But basically, you take a 67-mile drive to what's called the Jalapa Hilltop, at which point then you descend an 8-mile trail by foot or a mule, whichever way you'd like to do it. And that brings you to this town that's down there that's completely just tribal people, the Indians. It's 200 or so Indians live down there, and that's like their permanent residence. It's not like a tourist town where it's for real they live.
Yeah.
And the USPS take daily trips down there, and they bring food and mail. Another cool little thing is the mail specifically has a mule train postmark on it. So if you ever see mail with a mule train that's probably from that place, which is unique.
That is so cool.
Yep. Now, the only issue, and this is why I said that you can go and visit it now, is because from 2020 to 2022, because of the pandemic and they had a whole bunch of heavy rainstorms and stuff, it had destroyed the trail for people to get down there.
They
closed it down for 2 years, and it just opened in 2023.
What did they do?
I guess they went back to native and went and hunted their food. Maybe they had a bunch stockpiled. I'm not sure, but
that is phenomenal.
That's pretty crazy.
That's phenomenal.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Did You Know Show today, and we'll see you again tomorrow.